Majority Democrats in the Washington State House have embraced Governor Jay Inslee's push for a state capital gains tax, but they're not biting on the Democratic governor's cap-and-trade proposal. Those details emerged Friday as House Democrats unveiled a proposed two-year, nearly $39 billion state budget and tax package. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
House Democrats offered a slimmed-down capital gains proposal, a 5% tax rate instead of the governor's 7%, House Finance Chairman Reuven Carlisle.
This is a modest excise tax on investment income for the wealthiest individuals in the state of Washington.
Like Inslee, House Democrats also want to eliminate various tax breaks, like the one for bottled water. But instead of Inslee's cap-and-trade program, the House would reinstate a surcharge on service businesses. The Democrats' tax package aims to raise about $1.5 billion over the next 2 years. That money would go to satisfy a Supreme Court decision on school funding. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.